Rise FM with Sol Penduka, Lonely Nights, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. The month of May is recognized as Africa Month, a time when the continent commemorates the founding of the Organization of African Unity on the 25th of May, 1963. The Organization of African Unity, now known as the African Union, was established to promote unity, solidarity, and development across the continent. Now, in South Africa, the 2025 Africa Month is celebrated under the theme Building the Africa We Want Through Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. And among other things, Africa Month provides a platform to promote the African agenda, which includes advancing peace, prosperity and inclusive development. This month aims to strengthen AU institutions and support the implementation of key continental policies and frameworks. Africa Month is also aimed at implementing and bringing to life the AU Agenda 2063 and the Charter for African Cultural Renaissance, which led to the question of the evening, which is, if your roots are outside South Africa, would you relocate if called back to that country? Assuming, Mutsi, it's one of the African countries, because, well, mostly. Would you go back? And looking at unemployment and some of the challenges that we have, you know, if I could have dual citizenship, if I knew kuthi mang apply and apply at this side, ngiphinze ngiapply kule country leya lengihlobane nayo ngekuthi bebabuya khona bomkhulu, I think that would make life a lot better for me in terms of chances of me, you know, getting a job and also being comfortable, because you never know. Ngendeka kuthi uhleti la unemployed, but ngale ubuya khona. There are a lot of opportunities for whatever it is that is a business concept that you're trying to implement this side. Uyakubona nje. So let me know. Kuthi, if your roots are outside South Africa, would you relocate if called back to that country? It's Rise FM with Whitney Houston, Like I Never Left, featuring Akon on that one. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And as we celebrate Africa Month, I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, if your roots are outside South Africa, would you relocate if called back to that country? And I think as young people, these are things we need to consider. You might not necessarily relocate for good, but, you know, getting into your roots and seeing, mhlambe, there are opportunities for you to grow in either business or your career, and we should consider those opportunities mangaba khona kusho ukuthi thine bala South Africa lesikhulele la satalelwa la fanele impumelelo sihlale siyibukele la ngoba sesifundzile phela ngabomnakethu ukuthi ma opportunities uyawalandzela uyawafuna in different places, and if you can thrive in that place, why not? Why stay here and suffer? Ungayinawe uyondi imali kulelinye live uhlawuta utovakasha ngoba phela vela ngisudelwe la. So that is why I'm getting into citizenship. A citizen of a country is someone who has the rights and responsibilities of membership in that country's political community. And citizenship can be acquired through various means, including birth, descent, naturalization, or in some cases by fulfilling specific requirements like residency and language proficiency. Now, getting into citizenship by birth, in countries that practice birthright citizenship, being born within the country's territory automatically grants citizenship, regardless of the parent's citizenship. Now, in South Africa, South Africa has a birthright citizenship component, but it's not absolute. If a child is born in South Africa to foreign parents without permanent residence, they do not automatically become South African citizens. So understand that before we dabandu ngemagama. And the second one is citizenship by descent. This principle grants a citizenship based on the citizenship of one's parents. If a person's parents are citizens of a country, the child may automatically or upon application become a citizen as well. Examples are that in South Africa, if a child is born outside the country to a South African citizen parent, they can apply for citizenship by descent. And the third one is citizenship by naturalization. This is the process by which a foreign national who has met specific residency requirements and other criteria can become a citizen of a country. Requirements, these can include proof of good character, a certain period of legal residency, language proficiency, and possibly a test on the country's history or constitution. So those are the ways in which you can get citizenship. That is why these are conversations we should be having as young people to say, uma ngabe we are to go to ngasekhaya nangale maputo, yeah, sisihlobene ne maputo rather than Mozambique. Why not look into the opportunities that side as well, whether in business or for employment? Uqali process ukuthi no nginobufakazi bokuthi vele ngali kuphindze kube kusekhaya nakhona. But also bearing in mind ukuthi there are certain things that can lead to you losing citizenship. Now, renunciation, a citizen can voluntarily renounce their citizenship. Deprivation, a citizenship can be revoked in some cases, such as for treason or engaging in activities that harm the country's security. Loss of citizenship in South Africa, a citizen who acquires citizenship of another country without retaining their South African citizenship before doing so, can lose their South African citizenship automatically. So these are just some of the things that you need to be aware of if you want to go find your roots and see good time, man. Ngendeka kusibengadla kahle, ngendeka sishelwe maplazi, tindo leti fresh ngale. And ungala utonsanzi mutene stand. Uyakubona nje. South Africa, but it's your choice. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to Gucci. If your roots are outside South Africa, would you relocate if called back to that country? It's Rise FM.
Ngibathe oh ayiko ayiko Ngibathe oh ayiko ayiko Luthando luphelile ngeke ngwamela manga Nembala ngikhathele ngenxa
It's Rise FM with Trey Songz, Lonely, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, if your roots are outside South Africa, would you relocate if called back to that country? And this is what you had to say. Bigiza Matuza, uti ese ishu lo shaku saseka, never. Ungesh koti mashaka, eh? MG, mkacha, uti watting wase Australia, yes. Botswana, yes. Zim, no. But what if you've got a farm in Zim? You must never assume uti benfonsa Zim, Zim. Ngendaga uti other... Trust fund babies of Zim. J-Lo, cause I want loving yourself. It's evening, everyone. Now, from my side, I would not relocate. I will just go and visit for a while, then come back to Mzansi. There's no fun place than here in Mzansi. Tepo, cause I want to be like, I'm going to go to Vaga Shakpela. Ungahlovela Tepo en Mutamburuka Utsi, Gumnanzi Mzansi. Obuda, Churonjo, Uti, yes, I'm going this year end to Nigeria with all my daughters and all the best to you. Hopefully not because we ill-treated you in any way, but because you want to go back home. Prince Mnisi, Uti, angeke ngibalekele imvelaphi yami. If called back, ngiyakhona. Home sweet home. At least there are those that I think I would. Because the truth is, as young people, it is something we really need to look into. If you do have roots in other African countries, maybe it's time you do your research on those countries, do research on ways in which you could benefit economically from those countries. You never know. You never know. Time bindo le bambe wena nje ukuthi uhambe ekhaya. Trust me.
I never knew that my heart could feel so.